savage burning. 번음 속에 날 막기려 해. 너의 plus with your 전부 only. 발톱을 세워 I can navigate. So why 예민한 감각이 깨어날 Get some better 구속되는 잘 벗어나
내가 든 오랜 침묵을 깨 과감한 선택 Get for your frame
또 시작되는 fire 세상에 올라타 higher
Yeah we come and go get it
너를 아침이야
Don't put me in a box
Hey, 뜨겁게 be ambitious, ready for my action.
아, 내겐 없어 break yo.
Easy every which you pimp all you not. Easy grip it, easy kick, easy. Find me, 'cause I'm free, I got the power. Cardboard pushing all the dirt out back.
번져가는 fire, 차가워도 넘쳐 desire.
Yeah, we come and go get it.
Nobody locking me up.
Don't put me in a box.
Up team. This is Janie and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Trust Reform Radio. Okay. That what we just listened to, okay, that was Box by NCT Dream off their brand new album, Dreamscape. So exciting. Okay, guys. It's been a crazy week, or 2 weeks I guess, for K-pop. Two of my favorite groups, TXT and TXT being Tomorrow by Together and NCT Dream, both dropped albums, rocked my world. So we are going to be talking today about Tomorrow by Together, but I couldn't resist adding an NCT Dream song just because Box is, oh my gosh, it's so good. Yes, for context, this is Slime Time Radio Hour where we only listen to K-pop. So get excited. Today are going through the discography of Tomorrow by Together. It's spelled out Tomorrow X Together, so it's abbreviated to TXT. They are a group under Big Hit Hybe Entertainment. They're like BTS's little brother group. So that's pretty cool. Oh my gosh, let me just take a second to talk about Box. Oh my god, I can't believe it. Like, I have NCT Dream have never released a song like this before. I've been listening to it nonstop because I just can't get over it. Don't put me in a box, I'm banging on the roof. Like, I don't even know what it means, but I love it. But okay, moving on. So today, I'm going to try and keep all the yapping to, let me not say a minimum, but keep it quick, keep it fast, you know what I mean? Because we got a lot to get through. Primarily, we're going to go chronologically, okay? And I only have the title tracks on here, meaning like the song they made a music video for. Okay, there are other songs on the albums that they made music videos for, but like the one that they promoted is the one I'm going to be playing from each album / mini album. We are starting with Crown, which is their debut song. It is from 2019. Wow. And okay, Tomorrow By Together is special to me because they are the first group that I was like pre-debut following their process of debut. Like, it was like a big deal for me. And also they kind of ate up with the debut because they had this like, they started like posting hints, and then they had this website where you would go, and like Morse code is like a big thing for them. You'll notice that the song starts with Morse code, and they use it to like drop hints about lore and stuff all throughout the songs and videos. It's like so exciting. But they were using Morse code and like star signs and like all the stuff on the website, and like as they were revealing members, it was like a puzzle. It was great. But let's get into Crown, and actually we're also gonna listen to Can't You See Me, which is their next title track. And you'll notice a big switch up. One thing about Tomorrow By Together is that they are going to do every single concept under the sun. They are really switching it up for each album. They're like really getting crazy with it, which I really love. Crown is very like young boy, and Can't You See Me is like, what if Billie Eilish made K-pop? You know, it's, I love it. Also in Korean, these titles are like full sentences. It was like part of their trademark thing. Like Crown is like, meet me at platform 9 3/4. It's like crazy. And then Can You See Me is like, I think it's like the night the world burned or something crazy like that. I don't know. But let's get into it. Crown by TXT.
아침에 불이 달리는 상태 빛의 시간 만세 그대 눈앞에서 펼쳐진 이 너의 말해줘 너의 반쪽을 완성하는 건 너잖아 내 이름이 불리워진 이 순간
Can't You See Me by Tomorrow by Together. Wasn't that good? Okay, let's do our PSA, actually. A little early in the episode, but let's get into it. Let's see. On Saturday, April 13th, on the Academic Quad at Tufts University, at 1 p.m., there's going to be a Tufts music festival called Bocella, in parentheses, better than Coachella. Featuring Quinn Kessel, Citric, Good News, Kenya, Foodie's Kitchen, /? And Student Arts and Crafts. Feel free to stop by. In fact, I encourage you to stop by, check out the vendors that are selling, and the music. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Okay, moving on. We are now going to get into the next pair of songs. The songs being 9¾, in parentheses, Runaway, and then Blue Hour. So the first two were released, I would say, in pretty quick succession. I messed up my queuing. I'll fix that later. But they were released in pretty quick succession. And it was like, Crown was like, oh my gosh, like, fun, new, cute boy group. And then Can't You See Me was like, oh, they're serious. They're serious. Because the music video the lore, it was crazy, okay? And then we got 9 3/4, which was, I would say most people would agree with me, this is TXT's best song. It is, like, quintessentially K-pop. Nothing at the, and also at the time, like, people were, like, we were straying from the sound. If, like, I don't know, it's like, it's just, you know, it's so tough because there isn't really a K-pop sound, technically. But I would argue that there is. There's some staples to the genre, okay? I want to be seeing crazy choruses. I want to be seeing a crazy bridge. And I want to be hearing some really high, high notes at the end. I want to be hearing almost screaming, okay? And I need the instrumental to sound crazy. I need noises is what I need to be hearing. I'm expecting a dance break as well. There's, like, a lot to the genre that we're diversifying from, which is good. But there is just, like, a classic K-pop sound that I feel like we've been missing recently. That, you know who does it really well? GOT7. Did it really well? They're still promoting, but they don't really do it anymore. But, like, 2017, 2018, GOT7, they nailed it on the head for, like, 3 albums in a row. So, really highly recommend. Let's get into 9 3/4, shall we? And Blue Hour? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Also for Blue Hour, also these are much more upbeat, okay? We're getting a little jumpy with it. For Blue Hour, when they performed it at the final, like, music award shows for the end of the season, they added, like, a Zumba dance break. Guys, that's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Unfortunately, it's not in the Spotify version, so you're just going to have to imagine it, which I can't imagine will be hard. Also, Blue Hour is very, like, cowboy hats, Zumba vibes, and then, you know what, I don't know why I'm explaining to you this suit. We'll just listen to it. Okay, here we go. 9 3/4.
그 순간 마법은 시작됐어. 네 눈물로 주문을 만들자 다시 놀지 함께
Blue Hour by Tomorrow by Together. Okay, so I do realize you might be wondering at this point, who are TXT? How many of them are there? Great question. Okay, so there's five of them. The oldest is Yeonjun, then Subin, then Bumgyu, then Taehyun, then Hyuninkai. They're all very close in age, probably within, I would say 3-4 years. And Taehyun and Hyunkai are like pretty much the same age. Anyway, that's not really too important. The leader, though, is Subin. He's the second oldest. As per tradition, typically the oldest member is also the leader. But BTS does a similar thing where RM, who is the leader of BTS, is not the oldest. He's like kind of upper middle in age hierarchy. And if you know anything about Korea or Korean culture or even Korean language, you would know that age hierarchy is kind of a big part of it. So, you know, it's like a fun little thing that they do where they switch it up. But they, okay, so typically in K-pop, each member will have a position, whether that be like main dancer, main vocal, lead dancer, lead vocal. You might be like, don't those mean the same thing? You would think. It's basically their way of saying like they're like the sub vocal or like the sub, you know what I mean? It's you know, it's a nicer way of putting it, I guess. And then there's also like visual. So basically the member who's there to look good. But as of late, particularly I would say starting with TXT, they don't have set positions other than Subin being the leader. So they all do like a lot of different things. They're known in particular for certain things. For example, Yeonjun is, okay, one thing about him, he was like the golden trainee of his era of trainees. So there's always like one or two that are like standouts that can like rap, sing, dance, model. Like they can do all the whole nine yards. And he was that guy. So he can do a lot of different stuff. He is particularly known for his dancing, I would say. And the rest, okay, so the thing about TXT choreos is I would say they're aerobic. Like they are jumping around. They are lifting each other up. And there's only five of them. So there's a lot of stage to cover. They are running around, these guys, okay? They're doing crazy stuff. Especially in Crown, they like, there's one where two of the members lift another member up. At one time, there was a performance where one of them was injured. One of the supports was injured. So the other guy lifted him all by himself. It was crazy. But at this point, they're definitely known for their like stage presence and like for the craziness they do on stage. There is one point when they're performing 9 3/4 and then I think Blue Hour right after. I think Crown right after. And it went viral because there's a clip where after the first song ends and the next song starts, there's 10 seconds in between. And they do a costume change in those 10 seconds. I don't know if they like rip off their you know, it was like a rip away, tear away situation. It was crazy. Yeah, so these guys they're working. They're putting in the long hours. But then we've reached an interesting point in their discography. I love saying the word discography. I feel so fancy. But the next song is Zero. Okay, bear with me here. 0 × 1 = love song. I know I love you, in parentheses. And then loser equals lover, typically referred to as loser lover. But I would like you to know that it's stylized. So the S in loser is a dollar sign and the V in lover is a heart. You might be like, what's up with that? Hey. Great question. So this like comeback is a mini album. Well, no, I would say actually a longer album and then a repackage of that album. So Love Song was from the Cal's Chapter Freeze. That was like the first wave of promotions. And then Loser Lover was the repackage of that. So Love Song took the world by storm, or at least took me by storm. Because I did not know we were doing punk pop and K-pop. Well, okay, punk pop might be strong words, okay? Take that with I would say, many granules of salt. But like, okay, a darker sound. Maybe a more emo sound, if you will. Never before done in K-pop, I would say, that I've heard of. Crazy switch up. And Loser Lover, instead of changing the concept for the repackage, they doubled down. They leaned in harder. And I love it, okay? I love these two songs. I was like, maybe I don't have time to play both, but I am going to play both because you need to hear both. Also, you might be wondering, like, lore, what lore was she talking about earlier? Great question. So, I cannot explain to you all of TXT's music video lore because we would be here for another 2 hours. Just know that I've watched like a 2-hour YouTube video on it. Okay. All you need to know is that, can I simplify this? Okay. So basically they have music videos, right? And one thing about them, they love to get cinematic. They have a 20-minute music video for one of the songs on the album called Eternally. Highly recommend we listen. Well, I was going to put it here, but it's unfortunately too long. The song is not 20 minutes. It's about 4 minutes. But the music video is crazy. But essentially, there's kind of like two main plots happening in the music videos. And it's like, you know, again with the whole like the members as characters. So it's like they're playing themselves, but they're playing character versions of themselves that just have their same names. So it's not them, but it's like, you know what I mean? So they play themselves and they're all friends. There's an inciting incident where the promise that they made to stay friends forever gets broken, and they're all trying to like figure out who broke the promise, and they have this like magical island that they can go to. Okay, stay with me. Magical island, and it's, again, stay with me. It's based on Carl Jung's imagining of the mind. So basically, like, things they imagine become real on the island. Yeah. So there's also a little bit of Dungeons and Dragons imagery happening. There's some dice. There's a lot of different things happening. But basically, that's what we're working with. And then the other plot is basically just, like, no magic, just regular. And there's, like, what if one of them's being bullied? And, you know, there's a whole thing. But anyway, that's the lore, in case you were wondering, as I'm sure my airtight explanation enlightened you too. Let's get into... Guys, I don't think you can understand the impact of this changeup, but we literally, we're going from Blue Hour to this, okay? Like, this is changing lives. So let's get into it. Love Song by Tomorrow by Together.
So gonna your mom one and only. It could chop the nod, I'm so like, oh my god, so holy. What a net just a good song, good in a kid, man got money. My life before you was a mess, I'm just not on a panic, get so up the chest. Oh, we're jogging it by the guess. Then you in a get bit not the moon. Now I can't stop thinking about you when I'm sinking alone. On the night, make it not turn on chance. In your guide, you're my hometown. I know it's real, I can feel.
I love you. Say you love me. Say you love me. Take it good, got you. All I feel. Oh yeah yeah.
Isn't that a crazy switch up from before? Sorry, I never know what to say coming back in after the music. But anyway, that was Loser Lover by Tomorrow By Together. Do you see the vision now? Are we? Oh, so, okay, so to paint a picture of TXT as we are doing currently, incredibly versatile, okay? There's also, shall I say, there's like a... I've actually seen an interview recently for their new comeback where Subin was talking about this. They've just got this, like, mysterious vibe about them. Not mysterious as in they are mysterious as in I don't know what the vibe is. That, like, is there in all of their songs, even if the songs are so different? You know what I mean? They've just got a something about them. Okay, I'm thinking I can fit everything. So our next song is going to be Good Boy Gone Bad, okay? And then Sugar Rush Ride. Those two are very different. But we're going to listen to both because they came in sequence, one after the other, as you might have guessed based on the trajectory of this episode. But Good Boy Gone Bad, they kind of double down on the darker concept. And they do this. This also, hey, changed my life. There's a song on this album that is so good. It's called Opening Sequence. And one thing about them, they're going to hit, like, drama on the head. They're going to go crazy with it. Opening Sequence is insane. At this point, I was like, what year is this? This is 2022. I was like, not like, I was kind of like, there's a lot of distance between me and K-pop, because I was like listening to the music, but let me tell you one thing about K-pop, it is actually clocking into a part-time job, 20 hours a week at least, okay? Because there is so much content that if you are trying to follow even just one group, when they drop an album, you're seeing at least 30-minute YouTube videos a day, just at least one, most likely two, because they're doing like, they're appearing on all these different shows. You got to stay up to date. Things are happening. They're going live for hours after every performance. You got to keep up with the pictures. You got to keep up. And when I'm talking performances, when they come do a comeback, they are doing rounds of performances every week. Every day you got to keep up with this stuff, okay? You got to keep up with the Twitter. You got to keep up with the Instagrams. And when I say Instagrams plural, I mean Instagrams plural, okay? Because all the members have one, then the group has one. You got to keep up with the company, know if they're doing anything. You got to keep up if there's anything happening, if there's anything bad happening. You got to keep your eyes on that too. You know, there's so much happening. So imagine doing that for like 15 different groups because you like 15 different groups. It's just too much, okay? In high school, I had a lot more time. Unfortunately, now I'm busy, if you can imagine that. So I haven't had a lot of time to like really get in there. So the opening sequence, though, she brought me back in because I was in it. I was in it to win it after this. Sugar Rush Ride, actually, okay, for some reason, people don't love this song, which is astounding to me. Hey, what's wrong with you? This is a great song. Okay, that was strong wording. Not what's wrong with you, but just, you know, I cannot understand because I love this song. It's so good. And it also came at a pivotal time. We needed something like this at that time. Just trust me on that, okay? And then after that, we're going to have... Actually, maybe we should just do a set of three, okay? Sugar Rush Ride, and then Chasing That Feeling, which I've talked about before. But it was their most recent song before the one that just came out. And this album, they did a lot of collabs. They collabed with the Jonas Brothers for Do It Like That. I was in a Sephora, and I heard that song. In the US of A. Isn't that crazy? I never thought I'd be hearing TXT in a Sephora. But... we'll be listening to those three. Also, just for like a little context, with Love Song, they really start pushing their like American journey. So they sing on the Kelly Clarkson show. Okay. They start doing like the TV appearances. They do all of that. They did a little bit of it before, but they did a US showcase for Crown. But it was like they only had like a couple songs, so they were just, and it wasn't even really a tour, it was just kind of a thing that they did, but they were really pushing to America with these two songs, Loser Lover and Love Song. And then Good Boy, from there they're kind of pretty cemented in America. They keep coming back, they keep doing the same shows, they're on it, you know. I am hoping and waiting for a world tour that I can go to, fingers crossed, because they've got so much good stuff in here, okay? And so typically I judge a comeback by how into it I am, of like how many songs I know of the album. And I would say I know almost every song they've released. I know all of them. Except for Chasing That Feeling. After that album, I was not too into. But most of these, I could list all the songs probably. And so after Chasing That Feeling, I was like, man, are we going down a path I won't like? Don't worry. We're back in it. We're back in it to win it. You know what? I'm actually just not going to play Chasing That Feeling, because one thing about me, I talk too much, so we're not going to have enough time. So I'm going to skip Chasing That Feeling. But just know, it's okay. It's pretty good. It's like meh. But anyway, let's get into Good Boy Gone Bad and Sugar Rush Ride. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Keep blowing in the wind to my place. 모습을 좋은 날 난 마치 좀비처럼 대로 light 사랑의 무덤 위에 태어나 솔직히 더 맘에 드네 완전히 달라진 내 face I just kill me with all the pain 이젠 더 상관없어 난
감은 절망의 밤은 왠지 달콤해
저 forever 빛 대신 흘러 모노크롬 다이아몬드 켜내라 켜내 마석 그 누렇게 부러진 날 괴로 추락해도 I can't shut anymore I like them back 다 내다버려 goodbye go back
welcome back. To the caller who called, our headphone jack is broken, our main headphone jack, which makes it much harder to pick up the phone. So if you want to call one more time while we're doing the last song, feel free, because I think I've figured it out. Pardon again for the technical difficulties. So sorry about that. But that was Sugar Rush Ride by TXT. And oh my gosh, we only have two more songs left. We are going to be listening to two of their two new songs. We're going to be listening to Deja Vu, which is the title track, and I'll See You There Tomorrow, which is the song they're promoting with the title track. Because typically K-pop artists, when they do a round of promotion, they promote two songs. The title track and then another one. Yeah. so they come in pairs of two. Let's see. Deja Vu. Okay, so this album, it's called Miniso 3 Tomorrow. Hey, love. I would say I'll See You There Tomorrow is definitely my favorite. Oh, also, when I say B-side, it doesn't mean what it means normally in music. B-side has, like, in K-pop, is a term just used to refer to any song that's not the title track of the album, which I know is not correct in regular music, but that's how you say it in K-pop. All the other, I would say I'll See You There Tomorrow is definitely my favorite B-side. They're also releasing a bunch of remixes that I haven't gotten into yet, so I'll take a listen to those and let you know. But I'll See You There Tomorrow is giving very View from SHINee. It's like fun, summery, and like they perform it wearing like white button downs and jeans, you know. Very airy song, love it. Deja Vu, I've seen a lot of people saying that it's like kind of like a return to like that like OG K-pop sound that I was talking about earlier, like Bridge, the whole nine yards. And while I don't quite agree with that, I do agree that they're really getting that vibe back after dabbling in, like, hardcore dabbling, more than dabbling, in the Western market with Chasing That Feeling. I think people were, like, hankering for some of that, like, good old TXT, and they delivered with Deja Vu, I'll say that. They really delivered. It's about time for the... Ooh, actually, the songs are a little bit short. I think I can yap a little bit more. But yeah, I really... In case you couldn't tell, I really, really like TXT. I think they do a really great job of keeping it light, keeping it bouncy, and trying a lot of different things. Because that's one of the great strengths of a K-pop group. They can do anything. They can try any concept they like. And I think they're really taking full advantage of that, which I appreciate. It is interesting to me, though, like, TXT largely has a Korean audience, and they do have a lot of international fans, but it's never quite enough to, like, get them there, you know what I mean? They're still, I would say, in terms of, like, popularity in America, where BTS was with, like, DNA, like, they're not quite there yet, and I think a lot of people are, like, there's a lot of expectations on them, less so now, but especially in the beginning, to like follow in BTS's footsteps and absolutely like blow people out of the water and like conquer the market. But I think it's really nice actually that they focus on the Korean market, because a lot of groups that like target the Western market, I mean, as they tried with Chasing the Feeling, they'd like lose a lot of that K-popness to it, which I think alienates a lot of fans. So I think they, unfortunately, maybe for them, I do think they're really great where they're at. And I hope they don't go too far into the American market, because they have a really great sound going. But yeah, those are my thoughts on TXT. Let's get into Deja Vu, their newest song. Yay! Oh, let me do my station. Okay, this is Janie, and you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. Again to that caller, try again if you'd like. Okay, Deja Vu, turn my mic together.
Yeah. 마침내 찾은 내 삶 나의 나를 태우는 그 불꽃이 속에 연극같이 긴 여행 속에 너와 나는 슬픈 눈 by clarity
너의 눈물 곁으로
어지러워 oh, 오는 순간에도 너 아닌 무너진 배였으면 너와 나의 place of promise
지게 되지 영원의 배기 날 기다려줬던 널
기억해